and Aaron Tobago's Prime Minister is stepping up domestic preparations for war in the Gulf. Expatriate residents on the island of Nevis say they're being set up for drug-related arrests. And uncertainty surrounds the position of Antigua's Finance Minister, John St. Luce. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The prospect of war in the Gulf looks ever more likely as the United Nations' January 15th deadline for Iraq to withdraw from Kuwait approaches. But what preparations are being made by Caribbean governments to ward off the impact should war be declared? Debbie Ransom in Port of Spain reports that the Trinidad and Tobago government is assessing its options.
There was a flurry of meetings today as Trinidad and Tobago looked at its preparedness for possible war in the Gulf. For Prime Minister A&R Robinson, he broke down all political barriers to meet with opposition leader Bas Diopande to look at the options facing this country.
But as you will understand, this has been a particularly demanding period for me. Because apart from domestic concerns, the international scene has become one of considerable concern within recent times and is likely to be of growing concern in the future. And so I've been engaged and will continue to be in a round of discussions with firstly the leader of the opposition in the country and then with other representatives. This afternoon, this morning, I spoke to Mr. Pandey, and I propose to seek to speak to Mr. Manning either this afternoon or sometime on Monday, and to representatives of other groups in the society, so as to arrive at a national consensus on the measures that we will take in order to protect the population and to play our part on the international scene. And he has assured me, Mr. Pandey has assured me of his wholehearted support for any reasonable measures that the government might take in a situation of this kind, which is one of national concern and which requires a national response.
There was another meeting going on this evening between the Prime Minister and the leader of the other main opposition party, Mr. Patrick Manning of the People's National Movement. Also, another session is scheduled with Mr. Pandey, who is himself brimming with ideas for Trinidad and Tobago to take advantage of the Gulf crisis, as well as suffer some of the consequences of war.
That with respect to our markets, the war might provide a two-edged sword. That is to say, it may affect us adversely, but we ought to see whether, in the event of war, we could take advantage of the war situation and improve and increase our own productive base. That is to say, that we may be able to increase our own productivity, and our manufacturers may be able to go into new lines in the event that there is a war. That's just, we should also look at the possibility of benefiting from the war if there is in fact a war.
And as for the issue of CARICOM discussion on the matter, Mr. Pandey says this should have taken place already.
We told the government that we thought that the government should have already consulted with its CARICOM partners and with its partners in the OAS, with its Latin American partners, in order to establish a modus vivendi in the event of war, to come to some kind of arrangements that would benefit us both mutually, mutual benefit to ourselves, whereby we can ensure our own survival in the event that there is war.
Also, the Contingency Planning Committee met this morning to compare notes on the emergency provisions needed should war break out in the Middle East. These range from how to buy goods from Europe, how to check for contamination in foodstuff, what to do about oil supplies and oil sales in the event of war in the Gulf, and of course, the foreign relations aspect of the whole crisis. Debbie Ransom in Port of Spain for BBC Caribbean Report.
Mr. Ruzi Douglas, international spokesman for the opposition Dominica Labour Party, is currently in Iraq attending an Islamic conference. Earlier this week, Mr. Douglas met with the Speaker of the National Assembly in Baghdad. Mr. Douglas expressed what he said was the understanding of the nationalist forces in Latin America of the need to resolve all Middle East problems away from the influence of the United States. He stressed the need to expand popular and international participation in order to establish peace in the region. And Cuba has decided to keep its medical personnel working in Iraqi hospitals as an expression of solidarity with the people of Iraq. The Cuban ambassador to Baghdad said his country supported the people of Iraq in what he called their confrontation with imperialism and Zionism.
If by the 31st of December we have not resolved these problems internally, then I will take an early retirement.
Antigua's Finance Minister John St. Luce speaking to Caribbean Report on October 22nd last year. Cabinet infighting, the battle to succeed aging Prime Minister Veerbird Sr., and the much-publicized arms scandal had combined to prompt Mr. St. Luce into threatening retirement. He said he would carry out the threat if the leadership question was not settled by year-end and if proposals for the restructuring of the government were not carried out.